Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
All right, we got to get to it. History lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history.
Can we get one more? Is this like 16-2 or something?
It's not quite that far back, but it's far back. You know, why don't you just shut up and let me do it, okay?
It's a, all right.
May 13th. 1873, and I'm not gonna lie, it was kind of a slow day in history.
Nothing was going on. It was a bunch of dirt, and
it was pretty boring on this day. Anyway, Ludwig M. Wolf patented the sewing machine lamp holder. All right, so not the sewing machine itself, the sewing machine lamp holder.
Lamp holder.
Now, okay, folks, you may be saying, "What the hell is this?" Now, I bring this up because I've talked about this before on the show. I want to make it big with some invention. And I have a couple that I've been working on, all right? Because to me, there would be nothing sweeter than just making it rich, just getting loaded off of some stupid, silly little invention. Because that's all it takes.
Are you going to sit here and say he stole your idea of
this. But no, my point is, that's all it takes. Is he didn't invent the hard thing. He invented the easy thing, all right? The sewing machine's the complicated thing. Uh-huh. And he saw an opportunity to make it rich with something easy.
He took a great idea and made it better.
I always call it an as-seen-on-TV invention, all right? If you can figure out something for $19.99 plus shipping and handling, that's all you need. Because
there's more.
About this, all right? Getting rich on an invention is sweeter when you can bank on a harder invention. Like, example, Hunter, the sunglasses visor clip. Boom, right there. Boom. What about the little plastic on the end of shoelaces? The stupid little drink umbrellas. You made it rich off of something stupid.
But you know what? Everybody uses it
every
single day.
Right? So here he is, all right? Here's this guy. He's got all these people that have sewing machines. Well, they can't sew in the dark or they spill candle wax because they don't have a holder. He's like, I got just the idea. Boom. He's loaded. He's a millionaire.
Here's a problem. What was it?
1873,
there were not 9 billion people on the planet. That's the problem.
Okay, he probably didn't retire on a yacht in the Poconos, but still, he probably made a nice little chunk of change on that, right?
Yeah. Can I mention one thing, too?
Sure.
A sewing machine and a lamp in 1873 probably two of the most dangerous things at that time. You know, that's a fire hazard if I've ever seen one.
That's a needle in the thumb. All right,
that lamp's catching on fire.
That lamp is getting low on whale oil. You get a needle in the thumb. You freak out. You knock over your lamp. It burns down your cabin. Yeah. All right. Just sew during the day. Okay. Just sew during the day in 1873. What are you doing? But, well, there you go.
Big day.
Ludwig, he figured it out, made it rich on a lamp holder. All right, there you go. That is your history lesson for today. It was a dumb one. I get it. I understand. Your comedian for today is David Spade. We'll be back.